Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Dream Theme Thursday. We're already on Thursday. I can't believe it. It's like time just goes by so fast, and this coming week, it's Friday, I'll be here. Next week, I'll be broadcasting from Florida. We're going for a baseball thing for my son, and we have to be there for a week. So we're going to be gone for the whole week. So I'll be broadcasting from Florida. I'm hoping we have a good rainstorm. Maybe not a hurricane, but a rainstorm. So it'll be kind of cool to mix it up and be over there. Today is Dream Theme Thursday. We have a lot of dreams. I'm going to catch up on mariachis from last week, which we didn't get to. And then I actually had a couple from there. And then I have two from today. So let's hit it and we'll just make it happen. Here's the first dream. It's Maria. I have a small fragment from my dream. I was sleeping in bed with some famous, beautiful blonde actress. All I could see was her blue eyes. It made me a bit uncomfortable how piercing they were. She also couldn't stop looking at my eyes. Then she said to me, "Your warm brown eyes are giving me so much comfort," which at the same time gave me comfort as well. Then she got up, and I thought how she was very beautiful and more relatable at the same time. I didn't want to be her. I had no idea, is this enough of interpretation? It is enough of interpretation. The fact that that's all you remembered was that this was just a quick lesson in self-acceptance. Sometimes we think we want things. We think we like somebody's color of their eyes, or we think we like their hair, or we think we like how tall or short they are, or their car, or whatever it is we think we like. We put ourselves down to say, I wish that was me. And the reason that's a put down in the bigger picture is because you chose your body to come here in. No one just arbitrarily gave you a body. Chose your body, chose your family. You choose all of that. So if once you get here, you turn around and you're like, I wish I had green eyes, or I wish I had brown eyes, or I wish I had, you know, yellow hair, or I wish whatever you think. You're saying, oh, the very first choice I made to come here, I don't like. So when people are dissatisfied with how they look enough to wish they were someone else, like to really wish, because I've seen that, then you are not standing up for your group of first decisions you made. So when you have a dream that seems like it's a small fragment, and okay, I'm sleeping in bed with some famous, beautiful blonde actress, and all I see are her blue eyes, but you know what? I didn't want them. I wanted my own. She felt comfort in mine. But really, in your mind, in what this dream is telling you is, you feel comfortable with yourself now, which you even said you also felt comfort from your own brown eyes. Because what you realize in that dream is it has nothing to do with color of your eyes at all. But it does have to do with how you feel about you. So this level of self-acceptance, it's hitting you so deeply that it's solid. Solid that where even in your mind, where you're the most unconscious and you're just asleep and your mind's going for it. It's so cool to say, hey, you know what? I'm good. Happy camper. So that's an awesome dream. I don't know if you're listening now, but I can't wait until you do, because just to even not even think that's enough of an interpretation when enough was said in those few sentences. So great one. Thank you for that one. I have another one from Susan Ulrich, and she says, guess what? Reoccurring dream. Two nights in a row, I dreamt I saw friends of mine getting severely injured doing outdoor sports. There was always something particular out of place about where they were doing, which I noticed to be dangerous, but they did not. I warned them. They left, ignored me, got hurt. I go call the ambulance. I stood by and watched, always the lone observer of the events. I was never participating until the point they needed rescue. Only when I was asked, I helped. Before, it was pointless, and I knew it, so I just let things happen. Thank you for reading. Small detail, I just remembered. After calling the ambulance, walked into a bathroom, looked at myself, and said, look, the second birth was easier than the first one, and I was talking to myself about myself. Now, I do find this detail really strange. What do I make of this? Nadia, I know you have a lot of dreams for today, but if you have time, it's a quick one. Everyone thinks a dream's a quick one, and sometimes they are. This dream, telling you a couple of things, because your detail that you remembered after calling the ambulance about the second birth was easier than the first one, and you learning not to, like, push your opinion on people. You knew it wasn't safe. You knew. You said, hey, you know what? There's something out of place. There's something not right. You noticed something was dangerous, but somebody else didn't. You let them know, hey, you know what? Something might not be right there. But they weren't ready to hear that. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. So you just stood by and watched. You didn't impose yourself. You let them learn. And I know this is like a severe example of people getting hurt as a result of it. But what both of these are telling you is that your rebirth, you being who you are now, settling within yourself, both your dream and Maria, they're both just self-acceptance dreams. But yours is more of a knowing. Like, okay, I thought I had it wrong all this time, like these people. I noticed I thought I had it wrong, but I wasn't sure what was wrong. So I just went ahead and jumped in, and I lived and I learned. But now I know what I know. I'm pretty solid. And look, I knew enough to say, hey, you know what? Something's wrong. I may not know what, but something's wrong and out of place over there. And they just said, oh, yeah, well, who cares? Let me just do what I'm going to do. And they did it. And you helped only when asked. Think about that. What that's telling you throughout this whole part of the first dream was how patient you are with others. How you give them an opportunity to speak, you respect what they've said, you care about what they're saying enough to not impose yourself, and if they need help, you'll help when asked. Think about how far we have to come in life to not impose our will on other people. This is an extreme situation because people got hurt, and you always want to stop that because you realize, oh, my God, they don't even get that they're going to get hurt. But the situations in life won't be that extreme. The situations in life would be just where you would mention something, maybe even ask permission. That's where I have come to in my life is asking people for permission to tell them things. Hey, you know what? Would you like to know? I noticed something here. Would you like to know what it is? Because that way, then, they're more receptive to what you have to say. If you have to say something, especially if someone is going to get hurt, but you did that. but not in an imposing way. You just said, hey, you know what? You might not want to jump off the bridge over there because the water underneath it is shallow. And we all know if you're going to jump off a bridge, it better be deep underneath you. And they may be young and not know that, but you can tell them that. Then they'd be like, oh, but just know your audience. Now that you've gotten to this level of patience, know you can ask for permission to tell people things or say what you see. But it also is reinforcing another thing, a bigger thing in this, is that your perceptions are pretty right on. Your perceptions are pretty right on. And now you know that. Now you know. Because that rebirth, the second birth, is easier than the first one. I have to say, from your childhood till now, you have had a rough time feeling like the love or the support or even the feelings you have were valid. It took you a while to get to the point of, hey, it's okay to be me. Yeah, I always felt like the outside looking in. People tend to feel that throughout life because we're in our own head so deeply. But if we can't get out of it, then we really are on the outside looking in, right? What's most interesting is that when you think of that rebirth and you're like, you know, wow, there's two. I was looking at a picture the other day, and we were having fun. We just I read these little coffee cups, those Turkish coffee cups, and you know, we turn them over, and they do create these awesome pictures. And I didn't realize how much I knew about all that stuff, and how fun it was, and how deep I got in. And I said, oh, wow, that's just another way I get to actually talk to somebody about themselves. And there, it always ends up in these, you can't believe it, awesome pictures. I make people take pictures of their cup because no one could believe it until you see it. So I was doing it for this lady from the gym, and she came over and she's like, I want to drink some coffee with you. And she never drinks coffee, but she loves it when she comes here just to do that. And on the bottom of her cup was a seahorse with two of the little legs on the bottom. And she's, you know, dating somebody. And I said to her, oh my God, but the seahorse is always about birthing. Every time you see a seahorse, it's about birthing because it's like the shape of our little soul when we're home. And then when we're here, it's the only species on the planet that produces, you know, that carries the baby, and it's the father and all of this stuff. But when it had two, I know that she's met someone. And I said, oh my God, it has two, almost like a second birth, like two births, right? And I said, you're going to meet someone else. I said, I can't say that for sure because this is a coffee cup, but nope, you're going to meet someone else. No, actually, I am sure. She's like, what? And I said, you're not sure about where you are you? Now, before that, yes, she was sure. But then once I started talking, she like changes her demeanor and she says to me, you know, you're right. I'm not as invested as I want to be. And I'm like, really? And she's like, no. And I'm like, holy cow. But I told her before I said it, I said, I don't know if I really want to tell you this one. But it turned out to be true. It was true. And what you saw in the beginning of your dream, you knew something was off, but you weren't sure what it was, and you said something. I also asked her for permission before I told her because it was as clear as day. And one thing I have learned to do in these past 15 years of my life was to trust my instincts. And sometimes I will say something and I will later in the day realize the magnitude of what I just said. And it might have been a by the way moment, but I still said it. because I realize I don't say things I don't mean. And when someone discounts it, they've missed it as well. And you got discounted here, but you trusted what you said. You stood by and you helped when they needed it, because we cannot interfere with anyone's free will. We can ask permission to give them information, because we forget how important, how beautiful, how great it is just for us to interact, just for souls to talk to each other, to share what we know. Because when we share what we know, our gift, it like, gets exponentially bigger. It grows and grows and grows. When Christ said love, propels, that's how it propels. When we take the time to say to each other. I see Francis wrote in the chat, Susan didn't say, I told you so. That seems like a good thing. Yeah, we don't have to. Confidence, trust doesn't need attention, because everyone knows its worth. When we have to step out of ourselves to say something to each other, to let them know we knew and throw it back at them, that comes not from a very great place. Who wants to be told, I told you so? But what we can say is, well, I guess this is the way, you know, you needed to learn this, and I'm happy you learned it. It took me a while to learn that. Geez, I say that to my kids every day, almost. Wow, you're learning that at 25. I was probably 40. So when we know what we know, and we allow people to grow into what they need to know, there's where your rebirths come in over and over again in your life. The detail isn't really strange. What do I make of it that you ask? This is like confirmation that you are on the road you need to be on. You have like pushed yourself to the kind of limit that you needed to be at to continue the journeys you are doing. And I don't say that lightly, because you totally picked up your life and flipped it upside down. That I know. But when you start to have that confidence, just like Maria has the confidence to be herself, isn't it interesting? You guys, think about this one. Every Dream Theme Thursday, it seems like everyone, some of the dreams we have, they correlate. It's like someone think, it's like the evolution, you know, when Christ says, like, we're one and we all kind of are on the same wavelength, or you might think something and then you hear someone say it that day, and it's so cool when that happens. It is so cool when that happens. It's awesome to know that we are connected, and this is one way for us to see that. Even that little coffee cup thing. Oh, my God, I did it. My daughter and her boyfriend and his sister and her boyfriend and my son and me, and we all had dinner. And, you know, they're young and we're just messing around. And I'm like, you know, let me read their coffee cups. I didn't even know I could do it. I didn't even really, like, take it seriously. And I just said to them, let's just do that. It gave us something to do, because I it's the first time I was meeting my daughter's boyfriend's sister and her boyfriend, and you know, they came from a little bit far away, and I thought, well, let's just have some fun. I was like, do you guys drink coffee? Everyone drank coffee but the one, the boyfriend of the sister. So I made the coffee, and then they had to drink it, and I make them turn it upside down, and I make them wait a few minutes. And, you know, I said, now, you know, I always preface with, this is entertainment purposes only. And so I did that, and I read the sister's coffee cup first, and this is like so much fun for me. Talk about having a good time. It's better than pulling out like a game. And I pull it out, and I'm saying all this stuff, and she just looks at me. And she's like, what is it that you do again? And now they're asking questions. And then I jump over and I do my daughter's boyfriend. And when I did his, he looked at me because they knew I was, you know, going to be going to my office. And I was really excited about that and whatever it was I was doing in my life. And he goes to me, forget anyone giving you a resume. Just read their coffee cup. He goes, I can't believe what you saw. And all I heard in my head was it's just another way to communicate. It's another way to communicate truth. Because what I see is what I've already seen. It just got organized in a way for me to be able to tell them in a way they can receive it. God will make sure in whatever way, whether it's through fun or play or whatever it is we do, or, you know, maybe a harder situation or maybe an argumentative situation. But if there's something you need to know, God will find a way to tell you. And dreams is another way. All the stuff we discount, all the gifts we have, are all part of the picture. Not just some of them, all of them. When we started doing Dream Theme Thursday, it was actually Eliana who put that down and said, hey, we did it once and it was so cool, and let's do it again and let's do it again. And that's what we ended up doing. And now I have a dream from Eliana. She's so cool. She's always got these great ideas. And she says, I never dream about my brother John, but last night I did. I was in a building with a few levels. I was excited because I heard I would see my brother John. I was busy then. I heard him call me from downstairs. I went and he came out glowing, but out in and out of focus a bit. He couldn't seem to see me because he looked around the room and called me. He did hear my name. He said that he couldn't be here long and that he wasn't supposed to be. He was wearing like monk's woot poncho, white poncho, and some engraving on the chest. A quick look at the engraving seemed like crucifixes, but they were not. He said that he would sit in the third position. Then my mind's eye got directed above him, peeking into some couple's living room. My brother faded out. That's it. Thank you, Nadia. Much love, Eliana. He said he came because I wanted to see him, and he's right. I love and miss him dearly. He's also telling you something else in that dream, that anything else you want to see, you can see. Anything else you want to do, you can do. No matter what level you think you're at, no matter how busy you are, that the love and the support you need is always around you. That's something we forget, and I'm thankful for this dream today because that's something to remind all of us about. We forget the level of support that we already have. And, you know, the craziest thing is, and sometimes, you know, I always ask God all these questions, but why can't we see it? Why do we have all this loving support that we can't see? Because I know free will is one of it. When we try to tell each other, some people will be like, no way, and some people are like, way. But you have the support of everyone that leaves. And we forget because when they leave, we cry, we're sad. God knows I've had my share of that. But we forget how much support they are. And they are. They can't even help it. And we don't, because we don't, we're not in tune, because you said it right in your dream. That it looked like, you know, he was in a position and like he was peeking. It wasn't at a couple, even though it looked like that in the dream, like he was in somebody else's business. He was just letting you know how easy it is to be around. It was like when I saw Christ. It happened so easily that it was like, wow. Because, you know, we see movies and there's the build-up and the music and the da-da-da-da, and you're, you know, waiting for something to happen and then it happens because they set you up for it. But when we actually really see something, there's like not a setup. It just happens. It builds your energy along the way for you to accept it. Like before I saw Christ, for like 3 months, literally, I saw the dove, and then I was feeling like I wasn't alone, and then I really felt like I wasn't alone, but I was alone, and I'm like, but what's around me? And I started saying stuff maybe 5 years before, even a year before that, I never would have said. Because why would I ask the air around me if there was something around me? But then you feel a presence that you can't explain and you can't tell anyone because you're like, what am I even going to say? But you can't deny what you feel. And our feelings are so much bigger than what we see. Because our feelings, our knowings are what we create for us to see. That's how big they are. And yet, we put that last because we're like, well, let me be realistic. This is what I know. But our brain can take anything we now know and make it what it is, give it the strength and the bigness that it is. It's so cool that even in your dream, when he said he would sit in the third position, then your mind's eye got directed above him, peeking into someone, some couple's living room. Whatever couple that was, he was letting you know how it looks when you yourself are being seen. That I just peek and I give love and I care. He let you see him. It gives you comfort. You like proof once in a while, and he is honoring that. It's easiest for those who have left, even sometimes those who are here, who know there's a need and you might not be able to receive it from them, to show up in your dream so you can receive it when your defenses are down. That's the beauty of dreams, because the stuff that comes out, we don't have the ability to censor it. So we get to see what we need, really, why we're thinking it. And honestly, these shows that we do, I every single time walk away with that, oh, wow, feeling. Because now I know, like, Maria, she's got it. She's got herself. She owns who she is. Susan owns who she is. Eliana has the support she needs. We all get what we need, when we need it, the way we need it, how we need it, why we need it. Every single one of us. There isn't one person that's listening that this is not available to. God always, in any way, he can be there. He is there. There isn't a blocked road. There isn't a blocked avenue. There isn't a closed street. There isn't a red light. There isn't an ocean that separates him from you. You are loved, period. I don't want to hear how we're not loved. We are all loved. We are a family that is loved in that way. You guys, we have Friday. I will see you tomorrow. I have like 10 seconds to get off. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn